I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, says the Lord God Almighty. Mercy, 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 mercy on the state of Colorado, Governor John Hickenlooper, and all leaders in the state. We beg of you, choose life for you and your state. Choose to obey his voice and cling to him, for he is life and strength of days. We decree, if you choose life, then Lord God of heaven and earth will raise you up for himself a faithful leader who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind. He will build you a sure house, and you shall walk before him anointed forever. We loose the sword of the Lord to move in the Republic of the United States of America, across this state and all around, destroying the wicked and establishing the righteous throughout the land. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts, he is the King of Glory. The Lord moved forward throughout the state, and we release the legions of angels into the state. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. He will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the plumb line. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies. Waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand when the overflowing scourge passes through the state. Holy Spirit, come into this state. The Spirit of God has made you, and the breath of Almighty gives you life. Let the Holy Spirit be poured out over this state, and the breath of God be released in the state. And the people rise up and speak in tongues and prophesy, declaring the testimony of God. We release the sound. Let the sound of the sword reverberate throughout the land, piercing the hearts and shaking the souls of this state. We decree, as one in heaven and one on earth, that when the sound is heard, the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For the waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. The redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Let there be light. The light of Jesus Christ flow through the state. The people who walk in darkness shall see a great light, the light of Jesus Christ. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light shall shine. For you have broken the yoke of their burden, and the staff of their shoulder, the rod of their oppressor. Fire of heaven, come. The purging, refining fire flow from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ throughout the state. Let their eyes see the King, the Lord of hosts. Let his fire touch their lips, and take away their iniquity, and purge their sin. Revival fire fall throughout the state. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall come over the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Baptism of fire come. Jesus Christ, come. Baptize the people of the state with your Holy Spirit and with fire. We call for the workers of the harvest. The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, we pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. In the name of Jesus, we call the sons of righteousness to help in the harvest. We loose the angels of heaven to help with the harvest throughout the state. We call for the shepherds of God to feed and water and care for the newborn babes. We pray that you, O Lord, will raise up shepherds to feed and water and care for the newborn babes according to your word, which states, I will set up shepherds over them who feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. We loose the host of heaven and the holy angels of heaven to call forth, strengthen, and guide the shepherd. Praise God! The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We decree the multiplication of God in the state. May the Lord God of your fathers make the righteous in this state 1,000 times more numerous than they are, and bless you as he has promised you. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. In Jesus' name, so be it.